Wood burning is a means of survival in the interior, but the smoke it produces is toxic at high concentrations, and the Environmental Protection Agency is pressing the state to come up with ways of reducing pollution in the Fairbanks area. The proposals include a pollution threshold, which could trigger a wood burning ban for people with alternative heating methods. North Pole resident and wood burner Andrea Sonicson thinks the government has its priorities wrong.
Instead of putting the money into cutting people's survival, burning wood to survive, we need to put energy into finding out some different means of heating our houses.
Sonicson says she and her husband installed a clean burning wood stove and are concerned they won't be able to use it when cold air inversions trap smoke at ground level. The proposed regulations reflect research that shows fine particulate pollution, including wood smoke, can cause serious health problems. But Sonicson, a stay-at-home mom, says she's not concerned.
When it's really cold outside, you aren't outside running a lot anyway, you aren't doing that stuff, you're surviving. It's cold here in Alaska, and that's kind of the reality of it. So.
Many at the open house were upset about the possibility of burn bans, but longtime wood burner Don Nesbitt, who lives 5 miles outside North Pole, says that may be necessary in urban areas.
Ideally, I would like to see the cities around the schools and what have you controlled, and the people heating their homes on these fringes out left alone.
The state is proposing a localized approach in which control measures are focused on areas where pollution is concentrated. The state is suggesting a 56 microgram per cubic meter alert trigger, a threshold local air quality advocate Patrice Lee takes issue with.
It should be within the EPA guidelines of 35 micrograms or less. Second of all, we have to have enforcement. There has to be enforcement because people won't all voluntarily take their burning seriously and stop it when they need to.
Enforcement is one of several sticking points State Division of Air Quality Director Alice Edwards is working through.
We don't want to be in a situation where we have a regulation that says you can't burn if that's the only way you have to heat your home. We want to be able to take into consideration things like it's 40 below, it's 50 below. We know that people need to supplement their heat with wood. A lot of people in this town have oil or some other form of base heat, but they use the wood to supplement.
Edwards reports a mix of public feedback on the proposed regulations, which would also ban the new installation of inefficient wood-burning appliances. She says the proposed regulations, developed in close consultation with the EPA, are designed to reduce pollution until cleaner burning, low-cost natural gas is available. That could be just a few years out under a state-subsidized project, but North Pole resident Gene Olson isn't convinced gas is the answer.
It's whatever the market will bear, and I think that money talks, and we'll have not such cheap natural gas when it finally does come. I don't think it'll be cheap enough to convince people to switch over and not burn wood.
The state will have two additional open houses on the proposed fine particulate pollution regulations before it begins formal hearings in January. The plan calls for a public process that will wrap up this spring with adoption of final regulations for incorporation into an implementation plan required by the EPA. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.